stop.
Yeah, 2 seconds. Start your day at the Torreira Israel San.
Morning. Today we're going to talk a little bit about ribis. Ribis really is a topic which is huge. It's a massive topic. And there's many, many areas which, even in the olden days, then ribis wasn't so negea. It was negea maybe to a few businessmen who actually dealt with interest. Nowadays, almost every person comes across ribis, I wouldn't say every day, but at least once a week. Once a week, a person comes across a shayla of ribis, and it's very important that we should be aware of the shaylas of ribis. Most times it's very easy to sort it out, but it's important that we're aware of the shaylas, because then a person can avoid the problems of ribis. The chumra of ribis, the seriousness of ribis, can be illustrated with the following story. And then we'll hear also about the schar of ribis. We'll start with the chumra of ribis. There was someone who was on the Chevra Kadisha in Yerushalayim. It's a story that happened not so long ago. He was on the Chevra Kadisha in Yerushalayim. And he buried someone. And then he realized that his wallet was missing. So he retraced his steps. And he realized that his wallet had fallen into the kiva. So he went to Rav Ozna in Nevarak, and he asked Rav Ozna if he can open the kiva to get his wallet. Kanira, he had a nice amount of money inside, and he wanted to get his wallet out in order to get the money out. So Rav Ozna told him that there's a mahalach how to do it. It's also to do it because of Bizoin Amis, but in such an instance, then it's mutter to do it, mutter to open the kiva. He asked Mechilif on the Amis. So he opened the kiva, and to his horror, he saw there was a snake wrapped around the dead person. Whether he got his wallet or not, I don't know. But he quickly refilled the kiva and came back to Rav Ozna and told Rav Ozna what he saw. And Rav Ozna said, I knew this person. He was involved in investments, and I told him many times, make sure that your investments are kosher. Make sure they're all done up here locha. But there's no ribis involved. Obviously, he didn't listen to me. And that's why there's a snake wrapped around him. The Indian of a snake is not what Rav Ozna said, but the Indian of a snake is because ribis is such a serious avera that it affects the tchias hameisim of a person. A person not zeicha to tchias hameisim if he's over on ribis. The snake is meramus to the fact that he won't be zeicha to tchias hameisim. That's where we see the chimer of the issa of ribis. Now, the reward for someone who's careful with ribis. Another story. There was a money changer in Yerushalayim. Money changers very often run into shaylas of ribis. So he had a heter iska, he'd done everything up here halacha. And he was taking checks from a school. And he was giving them back money. So yeah, that involves shaylas of ribis. If it's done correctly, then it's perfectly mutter. And the school went bankrupt. The halacha of a heter iska is that if the business goes bankrupt, then you can't take any payment from them. So he called up his rav, Reb Pinchas Vind, called him up and he asked him what's the eitzah. So Reb Pinchas said, "I'm sorry, I haven't got eitzah for you. The heter iska says that in such a case you can't take the money." So The money changer said, it means I'm going to lose a lot of money. So Reb Pinchas said, yeah, but that's the mitzvah of ribis. Even if you stand to lose a lot of money, you still have to make sure that you don't take the money. So he listened. He followed the instructions, followed the halacha. 6 months later, he called up Reb Pinchas and he said, you should know, since that story with the school that went bankrupt, every business deal that I've touched, I've struck gold. I've made much more than I've ever made before. And I've covered my debts, plus more. This is the reward, a little bit of the reward of someone who's careful with the ribis. We know that whenever the Torah says that an avera is very serious, it carries with it a great reward as well, as we see with Shabbos and other averas. If someone's careful with Shabbos, the schar of Shmir Shabbos is so great. The same thing comes with ribis. The punishment of ribis is so serious, it affects the tchias hameisim. Therefore, the reward of rivers is also very, very great. Okay, so today we're going to discuss something called psika. What's psika mean? Psika means prepayments. Paying for something today, and I'm only going to get the merchandise, the schera, later. So I'm paying today, I'm only going to get it 6 months' time, and the moicher is going to lock the price. Because I've paid him, he's going to lock the price now. Even if the price of this merchandise goes up, he's going to keep the price for me because I've paid already. Is this muta or asa? Is it isidaraisa? Is it rabbanon? Like a tchila b'dievet? What's the halacha? So the halacha is like this. That if someone prepays, the halacha is that if someone gives money first and he wants the moicher to lock the price, the halacha is it's asa, but there's many cases which are muta. The halacha is it's asa. It's asa to do such a thing. And now we're going to learn exactly which heterim there are in order to do it in the correct way. What's the reason why it's asa? The reason why it's asa is because you're giving the lekeach is giving the money to the moicher. The moicher is now going to go and use the money for his fish and his milk and bread. So that's like a loan. It's like a loan. It's not a halvar de reis. It's a halvar de rabbanon because it's derech mekach. Really, I'm not lending you money. I'm buying something. But Chazal looked at it like a loan, and therefore, because it's looked at as a loan by Chazal, therefore this is considered a halvar de rabbanon, because he's going to, the moicher is going to go and use this money. And therefore, because the lekeach is giving him money, and the moicher is going to lock the price because he's done him a favor of lending him money, therefore, that is ribis, the favor of the moicher locking the price for the lekeach is the issa of ribis. The actual giving the money, there's no issa of ribis. The actual giving the money that the lekeach gives the moicher is no issa of ribis. But the issa of ribis starts when the moicher promises to lock the price. Because now he's doing a favor for the lekeach because the lekeach prepaid. So, the chashash, the problem is because the merchandise, the schera, can go up in price. If you know for sure that this merchandise will not go up in price, you know 100%, then there's no issa. Because what you're gaining with the moicher locking the price. Even if you wouldn't lock the price wouldn't go up anyway. But no one can guarantee that the price won't go up. So because there is a possibility that the price of the merchandise will go up, therefore, that's why there's an issa of ribis, because the moicher is doing a favor for the lekeach by locking the price. So what are the heterim? There's two heterim, which the Shulchan Aruch says, two ways that you can do psika, and it's perfectly mutter. Number one is yotzo hashah. Hashah literally means a gate. The gate went out. What does it mean? The gate went out. In the olden days, how was the price of produce or anything which was sold in the town fixed? Because they counted how much produce came in through the gate of the town, and then they knew how much there was, and how much demand there was according to the amount of people in the town. So then they would fix the price according to the demand, according to the amount and the demand. So they knew that's why a price is always called a shah, because it's always fixed according to how much came through the gate of the town. So yotzah hashah means there's a fixed price for this schir. Let's say the lekeach gives money to the moicher. He wants to buy some books. So he gives the money to the moicher. And there's a fixed price for these books. Right now there's a fixed price. How long is called a fixed price? Is one day called a fixed price? If the price is fixed for 3 days, the derech is that this price is fixed for 3 days, then that's called yotzah hashah, means there is a fixed price for this schera, for these books. There is a fixed price. Then, that's yotzah hashah, and it's mutter to do psika. It's mutter now for the lekeach to give the money to the moicher, ask the moicher to lock the price, perfectly mutter. Why is it mutter? The reason is because the lekeach will tell the moicher, I'm not gaining anything by you locking the price. Because I can get the schira later as well. And therefore, because you locked the price, you haven't done me a toiva. The whole problem of ribis is only because the moich has done a favor for the likayach. He hasn't done him any favor at all. Because the price would be the same anyway.
Yeah, then. You said to me that you can go buy milk and bread, he's got money to buy with. So where's that? How do you solve that problem?
Yes, that's okay. That's a loan to the moicher, but the moicher is not doing a favor for the lekeach.
The lekeach is doing a favor to the moicher.
He's lending him money. It's a mitzvah to lend money, it's fine. There's no issa to lend money. The whole problem when you start, when the loiver does a favor for the lekeach.
Here's no, because you're Sasha.
Yeah. So therefore, the first heter is Yotzah Hashah. Yotzah Hashah is one of the heterim for psika, for prepayment. If you prepay and the price of it is fixed for 3 days, then there's no issa of psika. Nowadays, how do you look at Yotzah Hashah? A fixed price. Nowadays, every shop's got their price. You go to this shop, it's got their price. That shop, that price. How do you gauge the Yotzah Hashah nowadays? In the olden days, Yotzah Hashah was one price in the whole town. You brought the produce into the town, then they counted the produce, and there was one price, and that was it. Nowadays, every shop's got their price. So what's the price? So the poskim say, it is a machlekes this, but the poskim, most poskim say, that as long as each shop has a price, which the price is fixed for at least 3 days, then that's called Yotzah Hashah. Even if every shop has their own price, it doesn't matter. Because the price in every shop is nimshach for 3 days, that's called Yotzah Hashah, and that's mutar. Okay, so that's the heter of Yotzah Hashah. So Yotzah Hashah means that the price is fixed, and nowadays we can even look at every shop separately and say that as long as their price is fixed, even if connected to a different shop, the price is different, doesn't matter, their price is fixed, that's called Yotzah Hashah. Something which doesn't last. Let's say I'm giving the lekeach is giving the moicher money, and he says I want to buy yogurts. 6 months' time, give me yogurts. If he buys the yogurts today, they won't last till 6 months' time. So this is therefore, if the lekeach gives the money to the moicher now, and the moicher locks the price now, then he won't be able to get these yogurts then. Because if the price goes up in between now and then, he won't be able to get those yogurts then. If it's books, so I can get the same books, because the Yotzah Hashah, it's okay. But yogurts, since they don't last for 6 months, therefore, the Moicher is doing a favor for the Lekeach, even if it's Yotzah Hashah. And therefore there's no heter of Yotzah Hashah for something which is not going to last for the time in between the payment and when the merchandise is provided. It's only for something which is not going to go off, not going to get spoilt in between the payment and when you receive it. Now, that's one heter, Yotzah Hashah. The next heter of psika is called Yeshla. Yeshla means if the moicher has... He has the stuff. He's got it. It doesn't mean that the moicher has to give this that he's got. But it means he's got it. The lekeach gives the money to the moicher and he says, I want books. The moicher says, I've got books in my warehouse. Meanwhile, he's going to use those books for something else. But the moment of the time of the mechira, the time when the lekeach gives the money to the moicher has those books. Then the halacha is, it's also mutar. That's because it's like the lekeach has bought it. Like he's bought these books because the books are there in the warehouse, they exist. And even if the moicher afterwards gets rid of these books, he sells them on to someone else, it's fine, it's mutter. But the main thing is that at the time when the lekeach gives the money to the moicher has those books. Oh, he has to have the full amount, yes, by sabasar not. But here by psika, he has to have the full amount. If he wants 150 books, he has to make sure that he has 150 books in his warehouse. If he only has two or three, that's not mutter. He has to have 150, the full amount. Now let's say the moicher doesn't have the full amount. Very good. Very good. Very good. Oh, Correct, correct. Because that's a different halacha called sar basar. It's a separate chilek of ribis. There, Itaka, you don't need the full amount. Here, by psika, you have to have the full amount.
You can't buy future. You can't buy for the future, you can't buy a future. The order stock for future.
If the Moichah's got it now, even if he'll sell it on afterwards, it doesn't matter. The main thing is, he has it now. Today, he has it. Afterwards, he'll sell it on to someone else for a better price. It's fine. Now, what if the Moichah doesn't have these 150 books? He wants to buy 150 books, doesn't have them. So he goes to his friend, Shimon, and he says, Shimon, can you lend me 150 books? Then I'll be able to fix the price for Yena, and then I'll give you back the books afterwards. Is it mutter or asa? The halacha is, it's mutter. It's mutter for the moicher to go and borrow books from someone else, as long as he has the books in his possession at the time of the sale, perfectly mutter. But, here comes the but. What if the lekeach already has 1,000 books, and the lekeach needs another 150? So he goes to the moicher and says, I'm going to have another 150 books. The moicher says, I've got none left. Listen, you lend me 150 of your books, then I'll have 150, then we'll do the sale, then I'll give them back to you. Is that mutter or not? Here, he's not borrowing from someone else in the street. He's borrowing from the lekeach himself. Is that mutter or not? The halacha is no. From the lekeach is osur. You can't borrow from the lekeach. You can borrow from anywhere else, anyone else in the world, not the lekeach. You borrow from the lekeach, it's still osur. So again, if the moicher borrows books from someone else, perfectly mutter, it's fine. But if the moicher borrows books from the lekeach, then it's osur, it doesn't help to borrow from the lekeach. Okay, let's talk about a few shailas which are negea to psika. There's another type of psika as well, which we're going to come into now. This is a regular psika where I'm locking the price. The price of books now is £2 a book. I'm locking the price, even if it goes up to 250 afterwards, I'm locking the price now. What if the moicher says to the lekeach, listen, you pay me up front, I'll give you a cheaper price. I'll make it cheaper for you. Yeah? That means he's doing a psika, he's doing a prepayment, he's not locking the price, he's giving him a better deal. Because he's giving him money up front, he's giving him 50 pence off every book. Is that mutter or not? So here the halacha is, it's also a problem of psika, but here yotza hashah won't help, because it's not the shah. It's cheaper than the shah, it's cheaper than the price. Here, only yeshle will help. Because yeshle means it's like you're buying it now, so it doesn't make a difference what the price is. So, yeshle is mutter. If he has the 150 books, he can give him a better deal on the books, but yotza hashah won't help. If the price of the books is already fixed, it doesn't help. This is cheaper than the price. And therefore, you have to make sure that you've got the books. Well, you have all...
Yearly subscription, you get a discount on buying.
Good, good. That's what we're going to talk about. Very good. Okay. Now, so, what's that locha? What's that locha? We'll talk about some cases of psika soon. But let's try to talk about the shailas. What's that locha if someone wants to buy 150 books from someone else, and Yena says, okay, you know what? I'm not mechayev you to pay up front, shy as the ribbis, yeah? But listen, I need a deposit. A deposit you have to give. How much? You have to give 20%. 20% of the books, then I'll lock the price. Is that mutter or not? So, psika is when you give the full amount, right? I'm paying for the full amount now, and then you lock the price. Here, he's only giving 20%. Is that mutter or not? The Marsham says, a deposit is okay. Why? Because a deposit is not halvah. I'm not lending you the money. It's my money. Or it could be it's not your money, but it's not. I'm not giving you a halvah. It's not a loan. The reason why the moicher wants the lekeach to give him the money is because he wants to guarantee that the guy's not going to run off with the books. That's all. So, oh, very good. Dr. Marsham, up to 20% is mutter. 20% is mutter, that's the maximum. That's what Marsham says. More than 20% is already not a deposit. It's already looks more like a payment. But 20% is a normal amount. That's called a deposit. There was a photo shop in Yerushalayim. And this photo shop, they made photos on cups and plastic mats and all sorts of everything you can imagine they made photos on. So, someone calls up. Can I have a photo on a cup? Yeah. Right. Beautiful photo with the background of the Alps and snow. Yes. Right, I'll put it on a cup for you. Right, when's it ready? Tomorrow. Okay, very good. Right. So the owner says, I want a deposit. 20%? Yes, I'll give you 20%. Right, okay, give him 20%. Next day, calls up the fellow. Your cup's ready. Oh, thank you very much. A week later, he hasn't turned up. 2 weeks later. That's it. The person didn't come for his cup. So it came out that this Photoshop, and it happened again and again with the cups and the mats and the towels and all sorts of different things. People asked for things and afterwards didn't come to pick it up. So it came out that the Photoshop owner was losing money. He wasn't making money, he was losing money. He was putting money into all these things, making the photos, and the people didn't come to pick it up. So he came to ask Yishayla if he can charge the people who are ordering the full amount. That way he won't lose the money. Even if they don't pick it up, he won't lose the money. So the poisik, I think it was Rapinkel Zvin as well, I don't remember. The poisik said, yeah, this is mutter. Why? Because just like a deposit, the Marasham says the whole head of a deposit is to guarantee that he's not going to run off with the schreira. It's the same thing over here. If I have to put all the money into making this picture on the cups and afterwards I lose the money, so the reason why I'm mechayiv you to pay is only in order to make sure that I shouldn't lose. I'm not doing it because I want the money for my bread and milk. That's not why. I'm doing it to guarantee that I'm not going to lose money. So to guarantee that even if you don't pick it up, at least I won't lose. So that's a unique case where it's mutter to pay the full amount. Normally, Yes, we're not matter by every psika. There's only over here where it's something which can't be used everywhere else. A book you can use somewhere else. Books are books. It's a picture of the Alps with these people in the background. No one else wants this. So that's why. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But it seems that something which is universal, then there's no heter for that. It's something which is unique, which is only for this person. It's not useful for anyone else. So that's when there's a heter.
Can I spend the money?
Yeah. Oh, now we'll come to a shiny where you can't spend the money. Yeah. Okay, but the value of this, he can spend the money because he's not taking it as a havar. Even though he is using it, he's not taking it as a havar. He's taking it just to guarantee. It's a different nekuda. What about, this is the burning question that everyone wants to know. What about early birds? Are early birds mutter or asr? Someone's making chlis, making a geirul, and you make an early bird. If you put money into the geirul before such and such a date, then you get a discount. Is an early bird mutter or asr? So early bird be'etzim is a psika b'hoizala, means you're giving him off. You're giving him cheaper than the real price. And this is a very, very big problem. Because then when you're paying for the ticket, yeah, then because it's cheaper than the real price, it's awesome. So if it's yeshla, it's one thing, if he has it, but normally there isn't something to have. If you book a hotel, yeah, if you book by a certain date, then you get it cheaper. At the moment, the hotel's not in his possession yet. He hasn't even got the rental of the hotel. It's a different child, really, because that's rental. We're talking about buying. It's not the same thing. But in a case where... Let's change the case. So, in a case of an early bird where... I can't think of a case now where... Oh, very good, very good, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So then you're buying a ticket. Yeah. So in such a case, because you're getting cheaper, if you book by a certain date, you're getting it cheaper than the real price. There's no yeshla here. There isn't anything to have. And therefore, in such a case... Oh, so what's the halakha in such a case? So Be'etzem, what? Oh, very good, very good. Each case has to be looked at on its own. Yeah. Oh, so... The halakha is like this. If you tell the organization who are running the Blackpool Zoo tickets, you tell them that I'm going to give you the money, you're not allowed to use the money. That means the money is a pikadon, it's not a halva. I'm giving you the money now, keep the money with you, in an envelope, or you can put it in a bank account, don't use the money until after the date of the early bird, then it's perfectly mutter. Because the whole problem when you start with the halva, when you're using the money. If you're not allowed to use the money, then it's only a pikadon, perfectly mutter.
Left thing the Blackpool with that money.
Oh, very good. The problem starts if they are using the money, right?
So you can sell, food, they're paying to gain that asset, the discount for you by paying them.
Very good, very good. So what's the heter if they are using the money? So now, if they are using the money, then if when they sell the tickets, they say that the reason why we want you to book early, is because we want to know how many people are. We have to tell Blackpool Zoo how many people are coming. We have to order the coaches, whatever it is. Yeah, they don't say mafurish that the reason why they're doing it is because they want the money. That means even if they do use the money, and their intention is that they're going to use the money, that's how they're going to book the zoo. But they don't tell you that you have to pay, and there will be people who will take advantage of that. And they won't pay. And they won't call them up and say, hey, you haven't paid, you can't book. Then, even though people will pay, and they'll use the money, it's not a halva, because they're not depending the booking of the ticket on the lending of the money, on giving the money. The whole problem when it starts when you depend the toiva that I'm giving you on the fact that you're giving me money. If you don't depend the toiva that I'm giving you on the money, it's just that we need to know how many people there are, then it's mutter because it's not the money. The money's not the issue, even though really it is the issue, right? Of course, everyone knows that. Tachlis, Geld is geld, But as long as you don't say that that's the point, you don't say it, so then people will take advantage of it and they won't pay. There will be people who take advantage. Then it's fine. Because since you're not being masnei, you're not making a tanai that it's tolle on the money, then it's perfectly mutter. Are you using the money? Yeah, I didn't tell you the reason why I'm doing it is because I want the money. So therefore, that's why it's okay. Same thing, also. Yeah. If you're not masneh, you're not saying, if, obviously there might not be a way to do it.
You're offering incentive to give money up front.
Oh, no. So if you say, only if you give money up front, then that's a problem. If you say for those who...
The offer on the girl is saying, first, whoever applied before such a date...
There is a possibility sometimes of giving a post-dated check, yeah? So that's a very good litmus test, yeah? You can test, okay, so you tell the organisation, listen, I'll give you money, post-dated check. If they say, no, we need the money now, that's a problem. If they say, yeah, that's fine, yeah? So that's okay as well. It all depends on what the issue over here is. Of course, everyone knows the real issue is the money, but it all depends how they lay it out. If they lay it out, the main thing is, we need you to take a ticket. Take a ticket now. Paying, we'll sort out money later. Then it's okay. If they say, no, it's the money. That's a problem. Because it comes out that the whole business deal is all based on the money. That's the type of problem.
And subscription is based on money. A subscription up front is based on money.
Subscriptions. Very good. Subscriptions. Well, what's the heter of subscriptions?
Based on money.
So some place can take a say, what's the heter? Yeah? Right? But other places can say the same heter. Same heter. This is this. Same heter. That the subscription is not dependent on the money. Yeah? Grada, the only way to book the newspaper for the whole year is only by buying it. Yeah? Because there's no another way of doing it. You have to fill out the form. Yeah? But Louis would say, I'll give you a post-dated check. Yeah? Which you can't do nowadays anymore. But let's say it would be possible to give you a payment later. They didn't tell me that the only way of doing it is by paying. There's a possibility of doing it without paying. I mean, there might not be, yeah? But theoretically, there's a way of doing it without money. Because we didn't say that the only way we're going to give you the newspaper for the year is if you pay for it.
Huh?
Okay, it's very good.
They wouldn't accept the first data check. Subscriptions won't accept. They want the.
They won't accept it because nowadays first data checks are useless. That's why.
So the answer is how do you get around it?
Yeah. So as long as they don't stress that the point is the money, they say the main thing is your book.
100%. It is per person wants to go.
The main thing is your book. Yeah? If they say the main thing is you book the newspaper of the year, the money will sort out a different time, then that's okay. Yeah. Right.
Good. This is some way that you can actually